Another kind of bread that's made out of cornmeal.
Cornbread.
Yeah. Would you be familiar with something called a pone of bread or corn pone?
Corn pone, yes.
What is that?
It's a coarse grain kind. You can either have it mashed or, you know, mashed up like pour milk on, or you can have it like cornbread, corn pone.
So corn pone is not, say, as good to eat as regular cornbread?
It's as good, it's just coarser.
Just coarser.
Sop, you know, you can just sop up gravy.
Yeah, no difference in taste, though? These things made out of cornmeal, they're round.
Hush puff.
Yeah, okay. Does the word corn dodger mean anything to you?
I've heard it before.
But you're not sure what it was?
No.
Okay. Does hoe cake mean anything to you?
No.
What about ash cake?
No.
Johnny cake? Something that you might make at home, you cook it fried so it has a hole in the middle.
Donut.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of taking a lump of that donut batter and just cooking it like that without the hole?
No.
Okay. Again, a unit of measure, you might say you went to the store to buy 2 quarts of flour.
Pounds.
And something that you would use if you were making homemade bread to make the dough rise?
Yeast.
Okay. And the two parts of an egg, you would say that they are the...
White and the yolk.
And the yolk is what color?
Yellow.
What about different ways of cooking eggs that you know about?
Scrambled, fried, sunny side up, omelet, fried.
If you just put it in boiling water, shell and all?
Hard-boiled, okay. Poached.
Yeah, okay. If you're cooking greens, would you ever cook along a piece of meat with the greens for flavor?
Ham hocks.
Okay.
Bacon.
Okay. And if you, speaking of bacon, if you bought a lot of bacon without getting it sliced, you'd say you bought a whole one of bacon.
Slab. Side.
And if you cut the bacon off the slab, you probably want to cut off that tough edge. That
rind.
Yeah, okay. Is there any other kind of meat that you can get besides bacon that's smoked?
Turkey. Beef. Chicken.
Okay.
Smoke just about anything.
Okay. Smoke your dirty socks if you want to.
That's right.
What about another kind of meat you might eat for breakfast? It's hot.
Sausage.
Yeah. And a man who deals exclusively in meat, he would be a...
Butcher.
Yeah. What about this adjective? If you've kept meat for too long, you'd say the meat has done what?
Rancid.
Or it's gotten... Another word for rancid might be just inedible.
Stale.
Okay. Or SP, it's...
Spoiled.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about butter that's gotten that way? You kept it too long. You said the butter is...
Sour.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard anybody use the word funky like that? That butter's got a funky taste to it?
Yes. Funky smell.
Funky smell. Yeah. Does that word, can that mean anything else?
No, it can mean, you know, like, that's a funky looking phone to...